$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Welcome to the lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, our favorite acting legend and all-pro defensive end in football, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome.
You're so kind.
You are the greatest Fred Dreyer. What a week. It's a little bad week for you because I wasn't here last week, and the lovely Jennifer was filling in, and you and she, as I was listening to the show over the weekend, apparently made a bet, and you're going to be doing a Blue Apron complete meal.
Yeah, so here's the deal, quickly. I bet on Atlanta, and Atlanta really stuck it to me. And they lost the Super Bowl, so now I have to cook Jen dinner, and I'm going to order all the good stuff from Blue Apron, and I'm going to have a Blue Apron on myself. And then whenever she says that she wants to have it, we'll have it.
The Blue Apron, the Patriots,
they'll come over and they'll give me the Blue Apron stuff and give me all the food, all the delicious stuff, and I'll prepare it. And she'll eat it, and then I'll drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah, and I believe she's able to invite somebody, so I'll be able to come to the meal.
Well, all right.
That's good, because that'll be fun. Now, how was your week? It was a great Super Bowl, good comeback. You left a little early. We'll be talking about this more in the show, but yeah. You left a little early because you thought the Patriots had that game. You said, this game is over, and
well,
you walked
first,
out.
First of all, I had to leave because I had another appointment to go to.
Oh,
I'm always on the run these days.
Yeah, you are.
I had to get to where I had to go, and in passing, I told our host, the lovely Bob, I told Bob, I said, this game's over. I got to get going. He goes, oh, you're going to leave? I said, yeah, you take care of it. It'll be all right. So the game goes away, it goes. And
then you came over to me and you looked at me and you said, you know what this means? This game is over, is what you told me.
That's right. That's what it means.
And so you left.
Yeah, I did.
And then I texted you at the end and I said, did you get the final score of the game? Because it was,
No, I went over and saw the second half at these other people's house.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
I was all over the place.
Wow, so you moved. So you went to two Super Bowls.
I was up and down those canyons, pal.
Wow. Which party was nicer? Did you ever talk about them on there?
Well, I liked
I was at?
The one that you were at. I liked that one. It was nice. It was homey.
Okay.
And they had those miniature cupcakes, which were really nice.
That's good. All right, we'll settle back and relax because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to recap the Super Bowl for you and a whole lot more. This is the Lounge, the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That is the one and only Fred Dreyer. We'll be back on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
when it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
We're back in the lounge. I am Michael Horn. That is a man who's smoking a cigar over there. You can hear him coughing. Fuentes, I believe.
Onset tuberculosis already coming in.
The only, one and only Fred Dreyer with you here on the Sports Lounge.
So good to be with you.
It's good. So let's do a little bit of analysis here on the Super Bowl and get this out of the way because, as I mentioned, I was not here last week, and you and Jennifer were here, and the both teams had every opportunity to win. It was the most exciting Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life.
Really,
but yeah, it was just exciting. They came back. A lot of people were trying to make politics a part of the deal because President Trump is friends with Tom Brady, and he likes Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. And I was at a gathering where someone was, "Oh, Atlanta has to win. They've got to win," and because Donald Trump, I said, "It's a football game." I mean, I'm tired of politics throwing its head into every place. And people, especially women, were going nuts over this. So I'm glad the Patriots won because they were the better team. And it was just an exciting finish for the Patriots to come back. So your thoughts here, because you analyze it much deeper than people looking at politics, Fred Dreyer. You look at how the game was won or lost. Kind of walk us through. Atlanta looked like you left this party early that I was at, and you said, "And the game is over." And at that point, it was, I think, 21-0 or 21-3.
It was 21-3. It was halftime, I believe.
It went up to as high as 28-3.
It
but
was
you
28-3. That's
you
right.
Said it was over.
Yeah, I looked at the way, the body language of what New England was doing.
Really?
Yeah, and I looked at the tremendous momentum that was gained by the interception, the pick six, right before the half.
Yes.
And I said, "That's it." There was, in my mind, two championship teams, and Atlanta, you know, it represented itself very well all through the year, and that quarterback was having an all-star year. And the truth of the matter is, I never thought for a minute that Atlanta would not win the game, but I was shocked to see not only did they not win it, but the way they coughed it up was maddening.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
and this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
Yeah, and so early on, I want to get back to this body language, because you played the game, Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
And you were in a Super Bowl when the
and I've got the concussions to prove it, but that's another conversation.
That's another story. That's another
exactly
show. So Fred Dreyer played on the Rams when they were in the Super Bowl against the Steelers, the very first win the Steelers had, even though like you guys are winning. What does it mean when you talk body language? It's very much a mental game as well as any sport. There's a defeatist attitude that can get into you. And so you were looking at the players, and was it looking like Atlanta just knew everything was going to go their way, or was it New England starting to look like this game is not going to happen, or was a little bit of both?
Well, the big people, once the big people on your team, defense and offense, get dispirited,
there,
you know, you've got to always want to rally your big people and encourage them to dominate the line of scrimmage. Did you notice how Atlanta was playing on the defensive line? See how active they were?
Yes, they were moving around.
They were playing beyond their job descriptions.
They were moving around a lot there. Yeah.
Defensive ends were running across the field.
Yeah.
There was an enthusiasm and a recognition amongst themselves that all the hard work that they had done, certainly over the last 2 weeks, but over the entire season, was going to pay off for them. And they looked at the scoreboard and they realized this is an exhilarating moment for us. It's 21-3, then it turned to be 28-3, 25-point. Nobody would think in the second half that they would overcome a 25-point deficit.
It had never been done. I think the biggest deficit was like 11 or 12 points or something like that.
And I don't believe that the Falcons scored in the second half.
No, they did not score.
They got beat 34-28.
That's correct.
And so,
in the second half, they did. They got one. I think they started in the third. They got a touchdown or something for 28. I think wasn't it 21-3 at halftime?
No, it was 34-28 final score.
Yeah, but at halftime, I think
at halftime,
21-3.
I think it was 21-3. England got the points, but they came right back
and scored again.
With that pass into the end zone.
Yeah.
So when I look at these things. Especially when I mentioned that if the game gets too pushed out of shape,
right,
one team has the problem of now being self-conscious. You can't play that sport the way it's constructed. You can't play it being self-conscious and self-aware that, gee, we're behind. Gee, we've got so many points to make
up. It gets on your brain. It starts
working out. And this is where Belichick comes in and his leadership. This is where he comes in at halftime. This is where the leadership, this is where Tom Brady comes in and the defensive people speak up. There's no panic. They say, we got a whole second half to go. We're a great team. We should win this game. Let's go out and recapture and reignite our momentum. And it was a championship effort to do that. I mean, they were just terrific.
And when you have that defeatist attitude, what goes on in the locker room? Let's talk about, what do you imagine Bill Belichick was saying to the New England Patriots when they go in at halftime and it's 21-3?
Well,
he's not saying, look at Lady Gaga.
Yeah, he's not going to raise his voice. He's going to come out and just gather everybody and calm everybody down and get everybody to focus and let them just say, hey, yeah, you're right. Let's regroup. And let's come back out like it's the beginning of the game in the second half, and let's do the things that we do. And certainly, because it's an offensive oriented team, the momentum of how they unfold their offense. I'm talking about New England, the way they unfold their offense, the pentameter, the balance of how they throw the ball out to the receivers up the middle on the seam, a deep out into the flat, how they run the ball periodically up front to keep people honest. They're all the language of their offense is aimed at not so much trying to get a big play, but it is to create a momentum so they now can read better and speed the offense up. And now start moving the ball around on different sides of the field.
Okay, so all right, so they get calmed down, they come back out. The turning point, what turns New England around here? I mean, they had to come back. They still, at one point, they were two scores, but it was 16 points. That means they had to get a touchdown and a two-point conversion twice to come back in this game. What turns them around? You think it's that catch with the inch sitting there on the bottom of the ground when they go to pick up the ball? What is it?
Well, there were some tremendous skill position plays on both sides. I thought, Julio Jones is terrific, and certainly Edelman. And we were yelling, the entire, give it to Edelman, the whole thing. And it was a lot of fun.
There was a guy at the party named Edelman, by the way. He got a lot of food.
But he never sat down. That guy, that big fat guy. The one thing that you do is you come out defensively. The defensive coach says, "Let's get stops." How do you get stops? Control the line of scrimmage. Offense, how do you get the thing going? Block, pass block. Let's get the ball in the flat. Let's try to get yards after the catch. They're very, very good at doing that. And New England is, and here's the other thing that was very important.
Well, hold on. We're going to go to a little break here in a second. I want to give you some time to really tell about the turnaround with New England. I want to tell everybody here, if they want to follow Fred Dreyer, you can follow him on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. That's his Twitter handle there, and he's tweeting all the time. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can also email him. We get to emails here on the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Send him an email. We'll read it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're in the lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. He's the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game. In the same period, for God's sakes. The all-pro defensive end. Who played, by the way, signed by the New York Giants, was on the New England Patriots for a heartbeat or two. So he's in the championship squad with these guys. He was at least signed or almost signed there for a while. They couldn't quite work out the deal. And then he went, of course, and had a historic career as the all-pro defensive end with the Los Angeles Rams. And then the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, I still have my New England Patriots helmet at home in the garage.
So don't get rid of that. It's worth it. And next week, will you bring it to the show and wear it?
No.
Will you do that, please?
No. It hurts.
Please.
I think my head's gotten bigger now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's just tough to put
those
things
on. Does that helmet, when you play a full game, does it get to you after a while? I mean, that thing's pretty
No, actually, once you break them in, you could actually wear them 24/7.
And did you do that while you played?
Only when I was driving around on the weekends.
That's good. There goes Fred. He's got his Patriots helmet on today. Okay, so let's talk about the Patriots now. I kind of stopped you there because I wanted to give you more time. So they come back here. What goes on there? Give us the break
it
down.
What were we discussing?
We're discussing how they come back and how they turn the game around, and they still had two scores to at least tie the game, and it was 16 points. So it was a touchdown plus a two-point conversion twice. I mean, it sounds impossible when I'm telling you this, but it happened. So what happened?
Well, you're not really concerned about saying, okay, we got to make up 25 points. That's a given. You don't mention all that stuff. What you do is you say, go back to our fundamentals, our basics, push the game back through the line of scrimmage, have the big people dominate their big people, and win the battle at the line of scrimmage, whether you're pass blocking or whether you're run blocking. But it's a matter of wills. That whole sport is the dominance of your opponent's will.
Yes.
And that's done through the line of scrimmage. Okay. So that's what they did. They came back out and you could see that they were invigorated, that they had now shifted into second gear on their way to third and to fourth gear toward as the game went on. So it's not so much the score that intimidates you. If New England had jumped out ahead of Atlanta, and Atlanta had to make up 25 points, they might have succumbed. It might have been a real big blowout.
You think?
Yeah, because I think that New England is they're evenly tempered. They've got great, great leadership. You can tell it when you look at them.
It's just great. They have even, you know, like Howie Long's kids playing on the team. And they got young guys with some good seasoned veterans as well, too. But it's like they know the playbook. It's like they come and they know what to do.
Yeah, it's not easy, too. You know, I mean, you got to get into the books when you're playing for Belichick. And you should. One of the great things is that once your quarterback says, I'm ready to go, everybody gets in line, and that's where leadership comes from.
It is. And I got to tell you this, Belichick, he is now has been in the most Super Bowls, I think. The only other coach that's been there a lot is Don Shula, who was with the Miami Dolphins for many years. Both of those guys, just to say a shout out to my countrymen in the Czech Republic, are Czechs. Belichick and Shula, both from the Czech Republic.
Shula is from the
Czech Republic? He's a Czech. He drinks a pivo, a beer, you know, and he has kolachki, and is a good guy. I want to meet Belichick so I can bring him some kolachki so he'll just say, oh, come on into the locker room and listen to what I'm going to say.
Oh, he'd do that. You know, he was very animated on the evening show. What's that kid's name? I don't know what the guy's name in New York. What's the guy on the Tonight Show? What's his name?
Oh, Jimmy Fallon. Yeah,
yeah, he was on the Jimmy Fallon show.
The kid, Jimmy Fallon.
And it was a good show. It was fun, you know, and people had fun with him, and he was very outspoken and glib. Maybe, you know, if he wins another three or four Super Bowls, he'll loosen up a little bit.
You think?
Yeah.
Because
he'll loosen up.
He kind of was interested when the, George H.W. Bush and the Barbara Bush were out there flipping the coin. He had a little, he was checking out the field to see what was going on.
Yeah, that's a nice moment for the for the Bushes. And, you know, unfortunately, time goes on and we get older. But they were good sports. They came out there and Mr. Bush gave it a good flip and it didn't go, over anybody's head.
No, it was a good, good toss. And I believe
Atlanta won it and deferred.
Yeah, they deferred it, and it didn't matter because,
did not matter.
It sure looked like it mattered, but it didn't at the time.
It just goes
to show you the game's not over until the fat lady sings.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of fat ladies there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Houston. Yeah, they have a lot.
Can we talk
ladies.
A little bit about the president of the league there, Roger Goodell, when he went and tried to speak?
No, he tried to butt in, and remember he said, "Hey, I'm here." He poked his hand and he said, "Hey, let me shake your hand." So he wanted to shake it, and they didn't give him squat, you know. And the most hilarious thing is, I made a comment. I said, "Goodell stole the jersey."
That's why the jersey's missing. Tom Brady's. It's on eBay.
No,
it is. Goodell's making some bucks. We're back in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The acting legend, the football superstar, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
So Goodell is out there. Goodell is out there and tries to shake Brady's hand. He does. And then he comes up to award the trophy. And that crowd there at NRG Stadium there in Houston went nuts. Those Patriot fans booed him solidly for all the time he talked.
Yeah, they should have really booed him right out of the place.
That was a pretty cheap suspension for four games, wasn't it? I mean, the officials should be checking the football, the pressure of the football.
Yeah, I cannot tell you what a clear cut beanball this was by fellow owners against Kraft.
Yeah,
and it was spurred on. You know, all the commissioner had to do is pick up the phone or lean over the bar stool and tell the respective. There's like four of them. It's like this: Richardson's and what's his face Pittsburgh. All those owners, all those old time guys, like four or five of them. All they got to do is say, "We're going to just forget this ball gate thing because we know it's all BS." And they say, "Yeah, let's just move on." Now, here's the thing: I was very surprised they pushed it. And I believe the liberal sports press had a great deal to do with it. They wanted a scalp on this deal. They weren't satisfied with the punishment that the Patriots got a couple of years before when the accusation was made that that Bill Belichick and the Patriots are cheaters and they were filming the signs. Can I tell you, that's done all the time.
It is.
Look, if you're on the sideline and you're looking across the field, plays being sent in.
You're looking at him, right?
You're looking at him.
You're
and the guy, and so someone's going to have a little camera there. And he's going to record it. And they're going to take a look at it to try to match up which coach is giving the signals, you know, that type of deal.
Now, you, when you were a player, you mentioned this on the show once, but you, when there were TV timeouts and guys were, like, spacing out and everything, you would be looking to see what you could see so you could get a little,
everybody prepares as they prepare. I see the sport from my position as a defensive right end a specific way. And the safety behind me, he has certain things he's looking at because he's in his job description way back there. And then Merlin Olsen, Jack Reynolds, the middle linebacker. Everybody on the team, everybody has a different approach to how they prepare the game, you know. And it's really how you how you follow through and really pay attention to detail, because it is in the detail that gives you an edge. And that's what every single person playing a competitive sport is. Whether you're a card player, you're looking for a tell, you're looking for something. Excuse me. You're looking for an edge, and everybody looks for an edge. Liberal press calls that cheating. So, you know, I when this Ballgate thing popped up, and it came up, you know, because of this of this Goodell halftime presentation to Kraft and to Brady.
Tom Brady, yeah.
And what they didn't do is, you know, they didn't vet the situation properly. What you have is it carried over 2 years later to the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
And this is bad for the league.
Yeah, it's bad. That's why viewership is down. You know, guys are kneeling and people don't like Goodell because he's making a big deal over something that the officials should have caught. I mean, bench the officials that didn't check the air pressure of the footballs.
No, this is, as I made a note here, Deflategate is the same model, the tantrum, the forced recognition by the press that something is terribly wrong because we don't like Bill Belichick, we don't like Brady, we don't like Kraft, and we don't like the fact that they're cheaters, and we don't like the fact that they were never really thoroughly punished to meet our expectations. They would have liked to have put all three of those people in jail.
Yeah.
You take away everything that's used to improve a situation, regardless of what that situation is. And everybody should go out naked with a baseball cap on and make it even.
So they're all
They
even.
Want it to be fair.
That would be fair.
Did you win the Super Bowl? How many Super Bowls did you win? Well, we won 5 of the 7 we were in. Well, you to win that many, you must have cheated somewhere.
That's what they think.
That's
what they think. Nobody can be that good. But the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, the owner and the family there of the Patriots and the entire team, proved that they could come back and really do it. Let me give out some information here if we can, and that is Fred's Twitter account. Whatever you want to do, talk to Fred. He loves to tweet out at you. Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, because we read those emails every week. It's Fred Dreyer. That's Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Send an email. We'll read that on the air. We'll be happy to go ahead and talk to you.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Back, we're in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, they say this was the lowest-rated Super Bowl in the previous two NFL championship games, but this was a great championship season and Super Bowl. Won't you agree? These games are pretty good, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I made a comment. I like the playoff games, and they, yeah, they were pretty good. But I didn't so much care for how the season rolled out. It built as as you get further down into the deeper into the season. The last 7-8 games are great, but you know the first part, the first 2 months of the season are dreadful. Everybody's sloppy. No one can tackle. It's very reflective, and it's also starting to come back through the Players Association that they're not ready to play games until they're halfway through, and that's because they're not prepped in training camp. That's because the collective bargaining agreement that they negotiated with the owners. Remember, the owners care about one thing, work stoppage. So if you're dealing with a union, what's the one thing that can hurt you? Work stoppage. Yeah. So they tell the players, we'll let you do anything, behave any way you want, just don't strike. And they say, okay, great. We want this money, and here's what we want. We don't want to practice. We don't want to hit. We don't want we want 2 weeks of training camp instead of six, and so forth. And here's what you get. You get a crappy product.
Exactly.
And for the first eight games of the year, you got really a sloppy bunch of guys playing football.
Now, if we can, I want to go on record here a little bit, because while I was gone last week, there was a wager that was made on the air between you and Jennifer. She picked the New England Patriots, and you, I think, picked the Atlanta Falcons. And so it was a Blue Apron dinner. And apparently, and this Blue Apron, is this great? This is Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient.
This is the best.
The recipe delivery service. They get recipes. They give you all the fresh ingredients. They send them to you. You save money. For gosh sakes, it's like the under $10 per person. And think about going out to dinner, how much more you pay than that. And you get together with the family, or you get together with your loved one, and you have home cooking, and you put the meal together, and all this kind of good stuff up. And there's a special menu that they put out with. You get, by the way, you can get your first three meals free with free shipping if you go to blueapron.com and then /dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. And again, that's Blue Apron, BLUEAPRON.com /dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Blue Apron's the better way to cook. Now, the whole thing is, you now, Fred, will have to go and pick out some items and make a meal for Jennifer. What are you going to do with
Blue Apron? Well, I'm going to call Blue Apron. They're going to deliver my my request.
Are you going to
do, isn't that old, what we do?
You're going to put the old chef's cap on and everything?
I've got my Blue Apron, and when the guy gets out of the Volvo that he's going to be driving with the Blue Apron on top, yep, with a light on top,
yep,
he's going to come up and he's going to knock on the door.
Right,
I'm going
to
open
it
up.
Delivered.
And Jen will be sitting there with her feet propped up watching the big screen. And I'll just come over and I'll take it out of the sack and go, here you go, darling.
Well, you're going to have to prepare it. I mean, it's going to be all fresh ingredients. So you're going to have to actually throw the meal together a little bit. And I would maybe make something a little more difficult. Instead of just your normal salmon, maybe you come up with a souffle or something.
Well,
like
it's
that.
All here. Look at the stuff you get. You get cashew chicken stir fry, roasted pork with apple, crispy barramundi.
Oh, that's a good
with
fish.
With quinoa and roasted carrot salad. That could be the one I'm going with.
I'd like the noodle soup with the miso and soft-boiled eggs, just to name a few. BlueApron.com/dryer. Get your first three meals free and free shipping if you put BlueApron.com/dryer. And you should do that right
away. It makes watching the big screen TV and your Super Bowl weekend that much better.
It's great. Now, the Texas Rangers have joined, not the baseball team. These are the real Texas Rangers. These are the stories of the Texas Rangers.
John Facenda.
They're on the hunt for Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey. Where do you think that went?
I think Goodell's got it in the trunk of his car.
Roger Goodell did.
That's a cheap stunt.
Took it.
He figured, well, if they're not going to forgive me on national TV, then I'm going to take his jersey.
According to NFL.com, they said that this has extreme historical. Tom Brady's jersey has great historical value and is already being called the most valuable NFL collectible ever.
Now, here's what I'm going to say to you.
Yes.
To our fans, because they're way ahead of me.
Yes.
Here it is.
Yes.
Sitting down?
I'm down.
I think Tom Brady and Belichick and Tom Kraft.
Yeah. Robert Kraft, yeah. And Tom Kraft, too. I think that's
Tom Kraft. Yeah. I knew a guy in high school named Tom Kraft.
Tom Kraft, yeah.
The Kraft family.
Yes.
We called him Crafty Tom.
They got some cheese. Yes.
So here's the deal. I think these three people know where the jersey is.
Oh, you do.
And they're holding it back to increase its value.
There you go.
I think they're holding it back. Yeah. I think they know it. In about 6 months, a year from now, they're going to say, hey, guess what? We found it.
And you know who told them to do it? President Donald Trump, because he's their friend.
No, Donald Trump has it.
Get the liberals inflamed out there, and they'll start going, I heard Fred Pryor.
Melania is wearing it.
She's, well, hold on a second.
And Michelle Bunchen there's going to be some blows thrown here, buddy.
No sense to get that jersey back that quickly if Melania has
it.
Well,
she's got it, and she may not even washed it.
All right, the A's, Oakland A's now, and the Oakland Coliseum, they're going to name the Oakland Coliseum after Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. He's going to serve as an assistant to the team president of the Athletics. He's one of the best and most beloved players ever in the history of the Oakland A's. And everyone's going to know that now by looking at his name on the field, which the A's play.
And a very strong work ethic, I might add.
He did have a strong work ethic. He's great. Still does.
Yep.
They're going to rename Oakland Coliseum's the playing surface to Henderson. So it'll be called Ricky Henderson Field. I'll go to a game
now
there.
Now that is... is like worth that. That's worth everything you could possibly think it's worth.
That's it. By the way, the Patriots have some free agents that they got to sign there. Bennett, Hightower, a few others. I'm sure they think they'll come back.
I don't know. It all depends. They're going to probably franchise one of these two guys. Probably Hightower.
And Steve Sarkisian, he's been named the Falcons' new offensive coordinator. There goes the team even farther down.
Oh man!
Talk about that.
Nick Saban, another genius move.
Star of our program, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We have emails for you. Are you ready for this?
I'm always looking forward to my emails.
Desi sent an email and says, I feel for the Falcons fans. They were awesome at first quarter, three touchdowns, but they lost their momentum as quickly as they got it. Second quarter, I saw the Falcons all over the place. I kept telling them inside myself, you guys, it's not over till it's over. I think the Patriots won by far with their resilience, the mental toughness, knowing they were 20 points behind. They were gifted by many players who are playing in the zone. They didn't allow being defeated, and they won. Congratulations to the Patriots.
Well, she has it right on the money. Desi, that's a good wrap-up, and that's exactly what happened.
Now, Greg sent us an email. He said he's watching Hunter on Hulu, and he said, you kick some A, is what he was saying on this show.
Yeah, we sure did. And, you know, if you look further and deeper into that show, you'll see that nobody threw people off the roof like I did.
You did. Helen says, enjoying the Hunter series on Decades. That's another network you're on.
I heard that. They had a binge-watching session with Decades here this last week, I think.
Steve says, Frez, if you could play any other sports, what would it be?
I'd be a right fielder for the Yankees.
Yeah, I figured so. Claudia says, Fred, not much of a football fan, but I love John Hunter. Do you have a favorite actor and actress?
Favorite actor?
Yeah, an actress.
Well, at one point in time, I think actor was Steve McQueen at one point in time. John Wayne, certainly. Burt Lancaster.
Actress.
My lovely Elizabeth Taylor.
There you go. Yeah, because you dated her. That's a good story.
Yes.
Okay, Demi says, was it you or Mike that stole Brady's jersey?
That's very funny. Good. We think it's Roger Goodell is one scenario. The other scenario is that Brady, Belichick, and Kraft
we'll
stole
right.
it, and that
we'll
was it.
We'll be back. In the lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. So just before the break, we were talking about Steve Sarkisian. He was on, what was he on, Alabama, and Alabama had that bad game. And now Sarkisian's, the Crimson tied. Crimson just, who was it beat Alabama? It was
Clemson.
Clemson, not Crimson. It was a Crimson tied as Alabama. Yeah. So Clemson won, and great game. Now those guys have each won one each, and Sarkisian leaves, and prior to the whole thing starting, and he's now been named the Falcons' new offensive coordinator.
Yes, he was encouraged to take that job.
By whom?
Nick Saban.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So he took the job, and you think that's going to help the...
Help who? It'll help Nick Saban.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, you've got a guy on the sideline there that, is... supposed to be a play caller. He's from the Pete Carroll tree, coaching tree, like a bunch of these other guys, like Lane Kiffin was. So I don't know what are they going to do? One of the toughest thing there is, I understand.
What
is one thing is recruiting. It's always difficult
that's
to recruit.
Tough. That's
it's
tough.
Always tough. But another thing is very difficult. I didn't realize that there's only a select few in the coaching ranks that meet the criteria as an offensive coordinator.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing for a coach is I got to get an offensive coordinator to organize my quarterback and how I use the football and how I program my offense. What's the language of my offense? And that's why when you get a quarterback that can really run the offense, that's why these teams win these games.
Because he's in tune.
You give them some good athletes on the defensive side of the ball, and they can control the line of scrimmage. You're going to win 8, 9, 10 games, and you're going to be in the hunt.
That's good. Now, in basketball news, the Warriors are raising their ticket prices again, and they've had some good teams, and so now they're raising the prices up.
If I had an organization like that,
like the Warriors,
and I had people standing outside, you know what I'd do?
What would you do?
I would cut down the seating capacity by about 2,500.
Really?
Raise the prices.
That's what you would do?
That's what I would do.
So you'd make it tough to get
I would create
a demand.
A demand for it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you should run. Did you ever run any kind of franchise? Anybody try to come? You should be a consultant for some of these people. No?
No.
All right, let's go to some baseball news. Now, what do we got here? The Dodgers have signed Sergio Romo.
Yeah, ex-Giant.
It's for a one-year deal.
He had a bad arm there for a while, so I hope it's
better.
I think this might be a specious signing.
Oh, boy.
And we'll see what happens. But
Wasn't he bombed and shelled when he was on the Giants?
Yeah, his ball was hanging over the plate. It didn't have any zip to it where it wasn't coming into a guy and diving down and away from him.
Yeah.
Especially right-handed hitters.
He was kind of being phased out. Bruce Bochy was phasing him out a little bit with San Francisco, and so
at the Dodgers. They let Blanton go.
Where did Blanton sign?
He's going to wind up with the Yankees, I think.
Yeah, Blanton's great. The Dodgers should have never let him go.
Well,
Blanton was good.
He was good.
Yeah,
but you know what I think, according to my sources, and what? I have them.
Yeah, I know you do have sources. What do your sources say?
My sources say that they figured the Dodgers dodged a bullet. They got as much out of Blanton as they could get out of him.
You think?
Yep. So, when that brain trust, when Honeycutt and the manager and the general manager and the president, they all kind of sit down and they watch and they evaluate and they see what's going on. They're not just making capricious decisions over there.
You're a genius, Fred Dreyer. That's why you should follow Fred on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com / The Real Fred Dreyer.
By all means.
Right?
Yes, by all means.
And you read all the emails you get, too, at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's the way I would go with it, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Check it out.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Segment here on the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the incredible Fred Dreyer. Fred, we had one other email here that Peter sent in. He said, what a game indeed. But he said, did you watch all the commercials and did you have a favorite commercial?
No, I thought the commercials were insipid. I didn't like any of them. There were some that were it moved the needle a little bit, but most of them failed miserably.
They're not as good as they have been in the last few years. Now, here's some you can comment on, because Peter also said, what did you think of Lady Gaga?
I like Lady Gaga. I liked her what she did last year at the Super Bowl, and I didn't dislike what she did here.
Now, we don't have much time left, but you said that somewhere in the Los Angeles Times they were talking about it was a terrible performance because she didn't take down the Trump administration or whatever. Is there a lot of backlash on that?
Well, look, we're steeped, whether we like it or not, for the next 4 years of liberal tantrums being thrown every single day about something. And that was one of them. They said that Lady Gaga defied the opportunity to give Trump some grief.
Yeah, and I think they should have just enjoyed the performance. She was great. That was one of the better halftime shows, right?
She was very good. Yeah. I thought she was great. She writes her own stuff. She's original. Come on.
Yeah, it's very good. Good. Anyway, so it's what a week here. Now, are we going to go to set something up maybe later this month or in March to go to spring training? Because I need to get you out there so you can check
Well, we've been talking about for the last couple of years, and we got to get it while Tommy's still hot. And we're going to get out there, and I think one of the things we'll do is we'll tell Tommy. I'd like to rent the wiener we'll do and drive up to Tommy's house.
Just drive him, have him come out into the field in the wienermobile instead of the bullpen. That's good.
Yeah. Put a chef's hat on his head. He'd be good.
He'd be really good. All right, so now we're getting close here. I want to remind everybody that you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then the emails at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, DRYER. At CRN, like Charlie Robert Nancy, CRNTalk.com, and we'll read them for you on the air. Let's get some final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, listen, we're always happy to hear how our fans are doing through our emails. Keep those coming in, and we will see you next time.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.